Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Anita, and I have finally got my show right. And it's sort of weird, I just realized, and another one. Besides the Remy Ma reference, which I'm not sure how many of you guys actually know Remy Ma. But, yeah, she, after Sheether, she had a song saying another one, which was Petty. And Petty was how I was feeling yesterday, because I had another one in A Rude Neighbor. I had another one, America had another one in A Shooting. And then I had another one, which, okay, two, another, yeah, I'm not sure if that counts as correct, another one in Clients Standing Me Up. So let's go to The Shooting. I don't even want to bring up the, yeah, it was in Florida. And you can look it up. But so many excuses with that guy. And also everybody pointing fingers. And here's the thing with that. Everybody's right. The NRA is right. The Black Lives Matter people are right. The drug man, the people who have issues with prescription drugs, everybody's right. And everybody's mad. And it's a, everybody has a common enemy, but nobody knows how to deal with it. Like, you know, this is becoming common. That's why I'm like, I'm not even going to mention her name. I'm not, I guess I've sort of become numb to it. Like, I was in high school when Columbine happened, and that was shocking. But after a while, you just develop this desensitivity to it. It's like, okay. One of my friends posted on Instagram and Facebook the cycles of a shooting in America. It's like, oh, it happens and everybody's upset, and then every thoughts and prayers, and then everybody gets in a debate, and then they're like, okay, we got to do something. Then there's crickets, then it starts all over again. So it's like, okay, what is the solution? We know the problem. We know this is a problem. So fix it. Come together to fix it. Maybe the NRA should sit down with gun safety people to come up with something that benefits, because ultimately this makes the NRA look bad, because you're saying there's people second, which I totally agree. I don't own a gun. I have friends who have guns. My grandpa owned a gun. I'm not used to guns, but that is my constitutional right to have one. So how, as we have, again, the common goal, so how can the NRA work to prevent these from happening? So it's like, okay, we're back to square one in like 4 months. What can you do to fix it? Do we get rid of, which they did, they got rid of the mental health. It's like, I, depending on what it is, like if it's OCD, okay, OCD, okay, they're just going to want to organize and clean. It's not like they're a danger with a gun, unless they're shooting somebody. Because then they know, they may want to do it more than once. But for the most part, the OCD isn't going to endanger as much as the sociopath or the mother with Munchausen syndrome. So they do need to talk to people in the mental health. So it's like, okay, which mental health can be responsible with the gun? They also need to talk to people in the military, because the FBI had to get involved with the military to get 400 people after the Texas one. Is like, okay, well, these 400 people filed are people who should not have guns because they had issues in the military. It's like, I've worked in offices before. You don't give me 400 pieces of information, you get fired. I can't go with not having that much information. That's a book. Well, actually, that's like part of a series, depending on who's writing it. That may be like 30 Dr. Seuss books. I don't know, but I know this needs to be fixed, and everybody agrees on it, so now everybody needs to come up with a solution. Okay. The second, another one, where I had two more clients stand me up last week. One, we were supposed to meet on Tuesday, and they were like, oh, yeah, I've got football, but it's after the Super Bowl, and I even brought that up. Because we had talked for like an hour before we even scheduled a meeting. They were like, okay, I've got football. I'll let you know around 7. Okay, cool. They were like, okay, I don't know when football practice is getting out. But I thought all football ended after the Super Bowl. Again, I don't watch football. I am not a sports fan. I'll watch commercials for the Super Bowl. I may watch the performance. I did not watch Justin Timberlake's performance. I did read the reviews in the Washington Post, much like their reviews of his album, and it was petty, just like one of my friends. I'm on a whole other level of petty when I go off. But, yeah, I wasn't sure. And I even texted my friend. I'm like, I'm not sure which one's pettier, you or this Washington Post review. So, again, I thought it ended. He was like, okay, can we meet after? Sure, no problem. So I keep my phone on. Yes, I was pulling a Janet Jackson, Where Are You Now, waiting. Well, actually, I fell asleep, but I had the phone on, so I would have heard it or saw a message or something. So, no. Then I text him, and then we talk on the phone on Wednesday, which was Valentine's Day. I know I have bad luck with men on Valentine's Day. My best Valentine's Day actually happened when I was 9, and this was in 1993, because Valentine's is before my birthday. So my mom could not afford a babysitter, and I had kidney and bladder problems. One of my classmates bought me Valentine's Day cards. This was, again, before my first kiss, before I dated, this was my best Valentine's Day. And even now, that is my best Valentine's Day. Yeah, my love life is that sad. My best Valentine's Day was 25 years ago. Really sad. Anyway, so I thought, okay, we can reschedule. I was like, okay, are you sure? Text them through the day, and it's like, oh, yeah, I'm backed up at work. Funny thing is, I have another regular client who used to work for the same company this person worked for. I'm just going to call him Bank Man. The same company Bank Man works for is what one of my regulars work. So I'm like, oh, okay, you know, I've worked in an accounting department. I understand one thing, close on that. I still have some level of experience. So I was like, oh, okay, cool. So then 7-something, even though it's 9-month-end close, but I don't understand banking industry. And then it's also end of the quarter coming up, so they may be super crunched too. So I'm willing to give it the benefit of the doubt, even though one of my friends tells me I need to develop a healthy level of cynicism, but gave it the doubt. Okay. Then they were like, okay, well, I'll send an Uber for you because they didn't send me that. They were like, okay, I'll send an Uber. So, you know, be the chivalrous, whatever. I was waiting for that Uber an hour, and they have it never showed up, really. So I'm sitting. I'm like, okay, get everything in order. Got my soaps and everything. Text, okay. They're like, okay, what's your address? Gave it to them because I don't have my car. Waiting. Okay, so what does the Uber look like? Crickets. I don't have any cricket sound effects. I do need to get sound effects. Nothing. Then they're like, oh, it's on its way. Okay, what time will it be here? Nothing. Now, they text me about the Uber at like 9:06. Finally, a little after 10, I'm like, look, if it's not here by 10:30, I don't think this is going to work. Because, yeah, I know it's Valentine's, but nothing. So I did have some good clients last week. One of my regular and a new who actually sent me an Uber because I explained, it's like, okay, if I leave now, I'm not going to get there till 8:30. And they were like, well, I've got to get up super early. And it's funny because they sent me that on the day I got up super early. So I'm like, okay, cool. So they were responsible with their Uber information. They were like, okay, what time? Okay, cool. Then they were like, where do you want to meet? They sent me a screenshot of the Uber person's information, which I was extremely thankful for after Bankman's you-know-what. So, yeah. And, yes, he did go on my bad client list. And then I had a second one last night who I know I'm seeming petty, and one of my friends was like, you really shouldn't, but let's face it, I've had a lot of other ones. So the second one, we're supposed to meet. Nothing. Send him a text. Try calling. Send him, because I was like, oh, okay, it's getting late. Maybe we can meet in the morning because they, yeah, no, nothing. So, yeah. And then the third other one happened when I was walking my co-host, who is now merely asleep. I guess I'm not sure if it's a puppy thing or if it's a female dog thing. Like some of my friends say it's a female dog thing. They don't poop as much. So after sort of a miscommunication and getting an address wrong on my end. I will completely own that. I was wrong, and then I didn't realize it until after multiple Google attempts that I did something that was so ditzy, and I called the person, and I really wanted to make it. And I finally realized after 2 weeks, oh, yeah, I kept on putting the address in wrong. Yeah, I had my bond moment. Excuse me. So, anyway, me and the puppy went for a walk because I was like, I cannot believe I did something this silly. This was really irresponsible, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, finally relaxing, found some money on the ground. I've had that happen a couple of times with walking dogs. And, again, because it's a female dog, she went to pee. This neighbor comes out and screams at me very rudely, and I get it. You don't like having dogs poop in your yard. And she's like, that's what I saw. And I, because of her attitude, I was like, and frankly, I did tell my friends I should have taped it. I know it's petty. Should have taped it and put it on YouTube. Because she was so blatantly rude. And then you also have other neighbors, and I get it. Nobody likes it. But if you live in a neighborhood with dogs, it's sort of the thing. And she's like, I know what I saw. And it's like, but there's no poop there. And I finally was like, I thought that was very rude. She's like, well, I don't want my dog. And I know that the dog didn't poop in their yard. And it's sort of like I had that happen with Superman. When Superman would run out of poop, I know it's TMI, but he would still squat, but he wouldn't poop. There would be nothing left. And he did that in somebody's yard. If there's no, why am I picking up something that's not there? This person, it wasn't even their yard. And they're going to watch the dog, and it's like, well, you should, there's nothing there. He's out of it. I should know I'm having 6 bags of poop that he did. Some people, and I, again, I understand it. If you don't want dogs pooping in your yard, either have a gate around your yard or live in an area that does not allow pets. So you don't have anything to complain about. And I'm pretty sure that woman felt like an idiot when she looked in her yard and realized there was nothing, there was no poop. The dog didn't poop. Sometimes she just won't. Irony is, she didn't even poop for another 15 minutes. And I know because I have it. Like, when I walk, I keep everything, snacks, because it's really an adventure in new parenting when having a puppy. The closest thing I had to a puppy growing up was literally one night during my mother, the beginning of my mom's mental illness. And she adopted a dog, and then a dog was crying, and she was like, I'm not feeling this. And this was before the institute. She's like, I'm not feeling this. So she gave it away, and I was like, I think I was 6. So, yeah, I am literally like new parent, Googling, emailing, and texting my friend. I was like, I had no idea, you know, look, asking the mail person for advice, the mail lady for advice. Like, and she's offering me help, and then, you know, reading up on, like, Dog Whisperer. Yes, I am that person who is looking at Google on Dog Whisperer. I just got the 90-second mark. So, yeah, there have been a lot of other ones. But I did have some good ones with wonderful clients who made me laugh and sent me surprises and just were wonderful people. And they really motivate me. And I DM'd one of my friends for help. Because she's like, you need to let go. And I might. Oh, and one of my clients even recommended a good nacho place. Always a good thing. I was like, I'm in love with these nachos. And one of my friends, we, again, DM'd. And she's like, you know, learn to relax and let go of your anxieties and figure out what made you happy and let go of your anger. But frankly, I do have to work on that. And maybe letting go is telling somebody your apology is not, no, you are a valueless piece of carbon. That might be the best way to let go of my anger. Also, back to the therapist couch, because, you know, I went after my mom died. And when I was at a low pace, but sometimes you do just need a time to listen, vent, little chemical in us. I've never taken anxiety medication. I've taken when I had kidney and bladder problems, my kidney specialist prescribed stuff and all the other doctors. But anyway, you didn't call to listen to me talk about my health. But, yeah, these are all the another ones going on. I'm Anita. This is Rambles. Talk to you next time. Bye.